Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there.
Thursday afternoon, December the 26th, 2002. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey is the teacher of the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
If you want to find out if it be true or not, when that fear begins to attack you, any kind of fear, start binding fear, all the fears in you. And also cut it off from the fear that's in the heavenly. There's a spirit of fear in the heavens that attacks. I had got under attack in bed one night, and my husband was still alive, and I almost climbed over him. I woke up so fearful, and I didn't know what I was afraid of. So I used to, years ago, I would do that when I got in fear. I'd climb over him. He said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Help." I'm, you know, but after I learned what it was, so I was binding all the fears in me, and I couldn't get them bound. I said, whatever it was, I said, "Lord, why can't I get free from this?" And he said, "Bind the strong man in the heavens, the fear that's in the heavens." So I went after the fear in the heaven to cut off the power to the fears in me, and I got it bound. See, I started off with the Prince of Persia and the Prince of Grisha. We don't know what's over us that are attacking us while we sleep. We don't know what it's stirring up in us while we're asleep, if we've got those things in us. And so my point is if there are a ruler spirits, and then you can call them strong men or ruler spirits, and they're ruler spirit demons is what they are, and they rule over a whole network of demons. Let's go over it just to show you the counterfeit. Now, I'm going to give you some more, and then I'm going to name some of these that I believe that work and some of the spirits under them, okay? But go over to Revelation chapter 1. Satan has a counterfeit for everything we have. For the Holy Spirit, the counterfeit is the familiar spirit. And he has, you know, you got the false trinity over in Revelation 16, the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet, which is a counterfeit of the living God, our Father and Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But in chapter 1 of Revelation, look at the seven spirits of God. John to the seven churches, verse 4, which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne of God. You know, if you look up in the concordance, seven, the number seven represents spiritual perfection, and it'll say whether it be good or bad spirit, it's still spiritual perfection. So that means if there's seven spirits of the whole, seven spirits of God, that's the completeness of the spirit. And as I said, seven strong men, seven ruler spirits that would be counterfeit of the seven spirits of God. Over in Isaiah 11, 1 and 2, I think it's 1 and 2 verses, says that there's the spirit of the fear, spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of understanding. Help me. There's two more. Not spirit of knowledge. And there's another one. So there's seven spirits. And you look it up there in talks about it there, and there's a lot of in the scripture, there's a lot of spirits that are named, but the seven spirits of God would go over there where Paul said, "I pray that God would give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, that your spiritual understanding be enlightened, that you may know." God wants us to know things. And let me tell you something. When I sit down, I said, "Lord, I need knowledge. I need revelation of your word so I can help the people and that we can get them free so they can go out and get others free, that they can start having deliverance ministers and conferences in their houses. Call them in." You know, if you'll really get into the business of deliverance, God will bring people to you. They'll be knocking on your door and saying, "Help, I need help. Will you help me?" And that's what this is all about, is to learn how to help get other people free, set people free. Okay, let's see. I got 2 Corinthians. Now, I've started in 2 Corinthians in chapter 12. Whew, glory. Don't you love the Word of God? I do. I love His Word. And I just thank God that He reveals truth to us. Do you ever have God telling you something sometimes and say, now, wait a minute, Lord, I've never heard it like that before. I've literally had to, and God won't talk to me when I say, I repent. I ask Him, forgive me. I want to know what He's talking to me about. But here at Paul, in verse 7, he had a demon, I tell you. And he said, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me. And people use that scripture and say, well, if Paul had a demon, he didn't get it out because God didn't want him to. But you know what I see in that scripture? God says, my grace is sufficient. I've given you all you need. Why don't you get rid of that thing? But we rather pet them and keep them than to let people know. Pride keeps us from getting rid of it many times. And I say, if anybody's a preacher of deliverance, if they're not getting deliverance, they're going to get in trouble. Because if you're around deliverance and you're doing deliverance, you will eventually have to get deliverance from it. Okay, now I've got a good bit of time, but I want to list some of the things that I believe could be strong men. I've got about 30 minutes, I think, 35. Okay. Does anybody here want some deliverance from any of this? Well, let's look at some of these things. Spirit of infirmity. How about sickness? Could one of those seven spirits be those strong men or rulers? Could it be a spirit of infirmity? God's people are sick. All kinds of diseases, cancer, heart problems. Let me ask you something. Have you ever seen or heard of so much diabetes? There's so much diabetic curses on people. I firmly believe, just me, I could be wrong, probably am sometimes, but over in Genesis, when Noah got drunk, he drank wine, and I believe that the curse of diabetes comes from that. And the reason I believe it was, there's also been sexual sins came from it. But see, alcohol, he drank wine. That wine made him drunk. That was the kind that was made him drunk. No. The real stuff, old stuff. Okay. But you see, when a person is delivered or set free from alcohol, what do they like? Sweets. Have you ever seen people just crave sweets? And they get their sugar all out of whack. So I know a man that was in the Baptist church years ago. He died. He had an accident, but he was an alcoholic. He was a drunk. Alcoholic is a nice name for drunk. He drank till he was drunk. I didn't know him when he did that. We knew he and his wife later. But he would go to bed after he had stopped drinking. He'd never gotten deliverance from any of it. He'd go to bed at night, and he'd keep a candy dish beside his bed. And he'd wake up during the night for craving for that alcohol, and he'd eat candy. So, see, maybe we need to go after the curse of alcoholism and break it and come after and ask God to cleanse the blood. He said he cleansed the blood that hadn't been cleansed. So I'm wondering if that could not be a ruler spirit. I don't know. I'm throwing this out there. I really don't know what those seven spirits are, but I'm going to do some more digging on it to find out. But if you want some scripture on the spirit of infirmity, you get weakness and sickness, and also the unclean spirit works with spirit of infirmity. Yeah, I've done a study on the unclean spirit, and there's all kinds of sickness attached to it. Epilepsy and madness, insanity. I can't remember all of them right now. But 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53:4-5, Luke 7:1-2 talks about, chapter 7, verse 1 and 2 talks about the unclean spirit. Okay, spirit of fear. I was talking about that just now. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. So, fear, I firmly believe fear is one of the strong men because of how it attacks everyone. And fear brings you into bondage. It brings a person into bondage. As Romans 8:15 talks about the bondage. Okay, let's look at this. Look at the spirit of bondage. Bondage brings you into. You've got in Acts 8:23 is a scripture for that, and it talks about the gall of bitterness. Do you remember the Simon the sorcerer? And he wanted to buy the power of God, and Paul, Peter, I can't remember how the scripture right now, said to him, I see that you're in the gall of bitterness. And this is bondage. Addiction is a bondage. Oh, let me talk about the addictions for a minute. We see people smoke. I can't stand cigarette smoke. But we talk about them. But golly Moses, how much bondage are we in? A lady goes to our church. Her son-in-law is in bondage to Dr. Pepper. He drinks 2 liters of them at a time. That's a demonic force that will kill him if he don't get free from it. Of course, he don't go to church and he don't believe in deliverance, so, but she does. His mother-in-law does. Okay. Okay. What about coffee?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Caffeine. Bondage. My daughter says she gets up, she comes to visit me, and I make coffee and sitting on the counter, and I'm over the other side of the house, and she'll come in my kitchen's house all together. She come around the door. She from her bedroom. She grunts. She goes to the coffee, gets her cup, and she walks over to get a chair of drinking it. She said, I have to have my coffee before I can get started. I said, you need deliverance from that. I like coffee too, but I can live with it or without it. I drove over here yesterday and I didn't touch coffee yesterday morning. Didn't even want it. I was, you know, I went to Israel one time, was over there 2 weeks, did drink. I found out I wasn't addicted to coffee, that I could live with it or without it. It was back then, and it was $7 or something a cup. What is today? Okay, bondage to alcohol, drugs. You know, alcohol is a drug, but you know, drugs that alter the mind. You know, somebody was talking about going to a counseling, and you keep going and going and going. Well, that's the reason I say, you know, Jesus is our doctor if we'll trust him and believe him. And the reason our insurances are all so high is because the doctors keep people coming back for more and more and more medication, and we're paying for it. And so people get addicted to drugs. And they talk about someone that's on street drugs, you know, whatever street drugs are, but they never think about the ones that they've got in their purse. So my son, let me tell you this, my son, middle son, he's a veteran. He was in Vietnam, and he got hurt, and he was taking a lot of medication. So when I left here after the pastor's conference, one time when I was okay, I think that was the one. No, it was the last, it was Thanksgiving. I stopped in Little Rock and picked him up, and he went home with me. Well, he had all of his medication out. I didn't know this till later. He told me he had each day that he was going to be gone, his medication in little container or something. I never did see it, so I don't know what he's talking about, but he forgot it. Well, we went home, and he didn't tell me about this till about middle of his visit. He was there for a week. And he said, Mother, you know I left all my medication. He was on high blood pressure medicine and pain medicine and I don't know what all he was on. I just don't, that was the two he mentioned to me. And he said, you know what? I hadn't even missed it. And besides that, he said, listen to this. He said, since I hadn't been taking that pain medicine, I can hear God. And see, that's what it's all about. That's drugs, is to keep you from hearing the voice of the Lord. Oh, yes it is. And he was so excited, and I got real excited with him. The last night he was there, he said, Mother, I didn't sleep any all night. He said, God talked to me all night. He said, he told me he wrote 14 pages that God had said to him. And so he called me the other day and he said, Mother, I really have discovered that, I will not take that medicine anymore. He said, because I hadn't done deliverance on him. He says he believes in it and he's with me. And I'll do it when the Lord tells me to. But he said, I'm not taking that medicine. I can't hear God when I take it. That's why there's so much of it. You see how the devil works? But you see, there's a strong man, a bondage that gets us, the bondage that gets us into all this stuff. Caffeine, food, and you know you can get in bondage to another person and they get control over you. That's bondage. God doesn't want us to get in bondage to anyone. He wants us to be free under Him, that we can hear Him and follow Him. The deaf and dumb spirit. I didn't give you a spirit, a scripture on the spirit of bondage. I had Psalms 107, verse 26 through 29. I'm not reading the scriptures because I'm going to call these often when I get through going through these. So you can be deciding if you want free from it or not. The deaf and dumb spirit, you got chapter 9, verse 22 through 26. You have dumbness. That tells you the deaf and dumb, there's dumbness there, the deafness there. And insanity, Mark 9:17 talks about insanity. Inner ear disease, we saw a lot of people delivered this morning and healed from that. Blindness, Matthew 12:22. Epilepsy, Mark 9:20. The lunatic, Matthew 17:15. Tongue-tied spirit, Mark 7:35, madness, and can't read my own writing. I think that's sleeping sickness. I don't know what I wrote. I can't see it. I can't read it. I mean, oh praise the Lord. Okay. Going on. Let's see. Where was I? Let's go to the perverse spirit. Okay. All right. You got 1 Corinthians 6. Chapter 6, 9 through 11, and it names them there. It names all the things that's under it. It says the fornicator, idolater, adultery, effeminate, homosexual, thieves, drunkard. And it says all of these shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And Proverbs 12, verse 8 says the perverse heart shall be despised. God hates it. Okay, and under that you've got lust, sexual perversion, lover of self, and pornography, and a lot of others. But those are the ones that I wrote down this morning. Okay, spirits of whoredom. That covers a lot of things. In Ezekiel 16, verse 15 is one of the scriptures I had there. In 1 Timothy 6 through 14, you've got rebellion, you've got harlotry, idolatry, false teachers, love of money, love of food. All of this is whoredom. It's things that we worship and are pulled away from God with. We can make idols. I've said this before. We can make idols out of our children or out of our homes or out of our cars. I had an idol one time that was a car. It was a Cadillac. I had a gold Cadillac. It wasn't new. God gave it to me. And it had leather gold seats in it, you know, covered seats in it. And I'd get in that thing and I just loved it. I'd always driven an old Trap. But the Lord gave me that car through my husband. And I was doing just great. And I was going to Oxford, Mississippi one time to teach. So I went down to a friend's house, and she and I were driving her Cadillac. She had a new one, so we took hers. Hers was green. So I parked my car back up, when you back out of her driveway, well, I parked my car there. We were gone overnight and came back. My car had a great big hole in the back fender. Oh, I was upset. My husband's going to shoot me. I can't keep a car. Don't get a hole in it somewhere. Well, there was that hole. So I'm going home, and I'm driving down the highway. I'm just talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I can't have a car that doesn't have a hole in it. It's this and it's that. And I don't know what all I was saying. All of a sudden, I heard the Lord say, thou shall have no other gods before me. I knew what God was saying. So I said, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I repent. I don't care, Lord. I give it to you. I don't care. I'm telling you. So I go home, and my husband looks at that, and he said, what happened? I said, I don't know. Jim told me the man that lived there, his wife said, now had gone off, said he didn't know who hid it, but he had insurance to take care of it. Jim said, we got insurance. We'll take it down and get it fixed. I said, oh, no. No, we're not fixing that hole. He said, why not? I said, every time I see that, I remember what God said. And we did not, I would not let him fix it. But finally, I had to get rid of it because he said it passed everything but a gas station. So we finally got rid of it. But, you know, we do make idols out of things, you know. And we make idols out of our children. We really put them in danger when we do that. We love, if we, anything you love more than you love God. Okay, going on. Lying spirits. I didn't give you those scriptures I had. Romans, for the spirit of whoredom, Romans 6:18, Philippians 3:19, and 1 Timothy 6, where it talks about the love of money. It doesn't say money, it says the love of it. Okay? But lying spirits, you've got a lying tongue. What does God say about it in Proverbs? There's six things that God hates, right? Okay. A lying tongue and, you know, with this also that they that shed innocent blood. You know, when you tell lies on people, you're shedding innocent blood.
Yeah, it's a form of murder.
It is. It is. And then 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. Said that God, if we believe a lie, the lying spirits that come to us and tell us we're okay. And you know, 2 Thessalonians, when God said he would send a strong delusion, that comes from being deceived through lying spirits. Exaggeration. Oh, if any man that's a fisherman is always exaggerated. He needs to repent and ask God to forgive him. Sure. They go out and catch a fish that big, comes home, it's that big, it's grown quite a bit.
Yeah, I caught a fish 22 inches
long. Right. Oh, and flattery, people, you know something, when people come up and flatter you sometimes, look out, they maybe want something from you. Okay. Vain babbling, hypocrisy. Religious spirits is under that lying spirit. Divining spirit, the spirit that enters through the will. You know, this lying spirit comes in through the will. You know, God gave us a will, and we will obey him or we won't. We will do what we want to do or we won't. I tell my church, you know, I said, you know what we do? We decide we're going to do something. We go do it, and we ask God to bless it. We don't stop and ask God whether he wants us to do it or not. And, of course, if we go out and make a mess, we want God to bless the mess or work it out for us. And God said, God just don't say anything. He just keeps real quiet when we do that until we repent and say, Lord, forgive me. You don't have to repent for disobeying the Spirit of God. You know, if you grieve the Holy Spirit, he won't talk to you. If you disobey him, you grieve him. I'm getting there, y'all. I'm real close. Let me see. Jealousy. Nobody's jealous. Spirit of jealousy. Proverbs 6:34. Rage comes from jealousy. Anger comes from jealousy. Wrath, revenge, spite, cruelty, murder, competition, temper tantrums. You know, I had a lady call me one time after, and I'm going to tell this just to show you, tell you what God showed me. She called me up and she said, I've been walking in this walk for years. How come God gave you so much? And I didn't know what she was talking about. And she kept on and she was real angry at me. And I said, you know, I don't know, really know what you're talking about, but I said, let me tell you something. When I see something in the Word, I remember God said in the Word that He's no respecter of persons. And what He did for you, He'll do for me. Because I'm in the same line. You know, I believe that we don't have to be jealous and resentful of other people because God is, He doesn't love you or me more than He loves anyone else. He loves the whole world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And so, you know, we don't need to be jealous and backbite and tear down ministries. Okay, I got one more. Then we're going to do deliverance. Spirit of divination, witchcraft, occult. You know, I find people don't believe it that there is such a thing as witchcraft, and they don't seem to, you know, they can't bother them. They say, let me tell you something. Words loosed against you, prayer, psychic prayers trying to make you, do something. That's witchcraft. When somebody asks you to pray for somebody else, I get some of them. Dumbest request in my church. I'm sorry, but it's dumb. I've already got to the place that I'm not going to pray about that for you. That's stupid. Well, it is. And I'm not going to tell you what they are. They're really dumb. But the thing is, when somebody asks you to pray to make somebody do something or somebody needs to do something, that is witchcraft, and you say, and when people ask me to agree, I say, no way, you're trying to control somebody, and if you won't pray for them, pray that God's will be done in their life. And they don't like it when you tell them that, but anything other than that, when you're trying to control people through prayers, that is witchcraft. There is also witchcraft that will destroy the soul, and the enemy's out, the satanic group, and there are, that's what's, you know, I've always believed that the religion that was taking over the world was Satanism. I've always believed that. Because, look at it. You can't watch anything or see anything anymore that the devil's hand's not in it. And he is so brainwashing people, they don't even, it's not, I don't think that they don't want to hear God. I don't think they can. I think they're so totally brainwashed that they can't. And so we need to pray that God would draw them by the Spirit, because it's not God's will that any should perish, but all should come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so as I pray for my household, God's promised me my household. I'm praying for people around me in that neighborhood, and as I walk the streets there and taking my daylight constitutional through that sometimes 18-20 degree weather, I pray. And I'm going to pray even more, and I'm going to claim that land. I think I'll get me a big bottle of oil and just go down and say, Lord, I'm anointing the streets for you, and everybody walks on is going to come to know this Lord. But we need to know that there's divination. Deuteronomy 18, chapter 18, verse 9 through 12, Isaiah 8:19, Isaiah 29:4, 1 Samuel 28, 7 through 18, Leviticus 19:26 through 28, Isaiah 47:10 through 14, Acts 16:16, divination, soothsayers, enchanters, magicians, witches, wizards, warlocks, hypnotic. Do you know that? Do you see this on TV about if you want to lose weight, get hypnotized? I've seen an advertisement several times. I don't watch it. I've seen it when it comes on. By the way, I think there's a mind reading something on TV now, something. I haven't watched it to see, but because I quickly flip it off when I hit it. But I have a feeling that's exactly what that thing is. Maybe it's a fortune teller. I don't know what he is. I don't know what he is, but is that what it is?
Yes, definitely.
Come on. See, and we find people don't even believe it's real, and yet that guy's up there. Think of all the people he's loosing that on. Just think of it. Yeah. A medium. Don't hear people talk about a medium. Yeah. They use familiar spirits. A familiar spirit is the one that knows how to get to you. You know, and every time it's mentioned in the scripture, it's used in the occult. It's talking about the occult. God says, you know that God says, suffer a witch not to live. God hated it so bad. And yet, I was listening to Glenn on the tape the other day, and he was telling about running one off here that had long hair, washing feet, and so forth. I don't even remember the name of the tape. I just had a tape in my tape recorder and was listening to it.
You talked about that last Sunday.
Did you? I heard it on the tape. Was it last night? But I heard it on the tape about 2 weeks, last week. I had one. You was doing one on Sins of the Fathers. Medium, clairvoyant, necromancer. And I see a lot of people in necromancy. And they don't even know they're in it. They go to a cemetery and talk to the dead. They can pick up all kinds of spirits, I believe, right there. Because you're opening the door for necromancy to come in when you go. You don't talk to the dead. I don't know where they hang out. I think they hang out everywhere. I tell you, one place to get them is in hospitals. A lot of spirits that, you know. I'll say this, when my husband died, every spirit, every demon in him left him. I know. And as much as I know about deliverance, I forgot to clean my house. And a spirit of death hung around there. And I shared some of this upstairs one time with the ladies, and I couldn't seem to get rid of it. And finally, the Lord told me that I needed to get rid of a chair that he slept in a lot. In fact, he stayed in it till he got real sick. When 2 weeks before he died, he got in bed. But that chair was what that thing was using. You say, well, why didn't you pray over it? I did. But the Lord told me to get rid of it, and I did. You know, there's nothing that I've got that if I need to get rid of it, that I'll get rid of it. Nothing is that important to me. And I see people saying, I can't do that. Well, then you are valuing that more than you value the Word of God and your relationship with the Lord. Okay, and astrology and stargazers, okay? Now, praise the Lord.
You better pray.
Huh? Have I got some time?
But you better pray.
I'm fixing to pray. I was looking at the clock. We're going to pray. We're going to do deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus, when we do deliverance, I'm going to give you some instructions. Put your feet flat on the floor. And don't cross your arms. And don't hold on to them because you're afraid somebody see. And don't shut your eyes. Just keep your eyes open and look straight ahead. Now, I'm telling you this because if you start looking at other people, you'll get distracted. But if you want deliverance, don't care what anybody else thinks or does, but turn loose and let them go. So we're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord, we're going to repent of all the things we've been involved in. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, and we come, Father, confessing our sins. We ask you, Father, to bring to remembrance everything that we need to confess that would hold anything in. Father, we forgive everyone, living or dead, who has harmed us hurt us in any way. And Father, we ask you to forgive our sins of holding unforgiveness against you. Father, you said in your word, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, we break every ungodly soul tie with anyone living or dead in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to loose the angels to go out and bring back every part of our fragmented soul. And we thank you, Father, for restoring our soul, because your word says he restores our soul. And Father, we have not loved the way we should. We ask you to forgive us and open our hearts to your agape love, that we may love others as you love us. In Jesus' name. Father, we confess every involvement in any occult that has been named here this afternoon. We repent and ask you to forgive us in Jesus' name. And Father, we call upon you, for you said, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And we thank you for deliverance before we receive. In Jesus' name. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit to my authority where I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the third heaven. And when I call your name, you come out in Jesus' name. You spirits of infirmity, I bind the strong man of infirmity, and I call in every spirit of infirmity out. Sickness, disease, heart attacks, diabetes, cancer. In the name of Jesus, loosen them and let them go. Tumors, in the name of Jesus. There's a spirit called the bone breaker. I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Terminator, I call you out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them and let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there in Jesus' name. Spirits of every unclean spirit that's a controller over any sickness, come on out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. Now, if you think any of these things are there, give them a little help. Don't sit there. You know, ladies, when you had babies, you had to push them out. Well, now you men know too. You're not babies. Okay, now make them go. Command them. Don't pray through with your mouth, but inside of you, like you were in high church, talk inside there and command those things out in the name of Jesus, and you'll get free from some of this. And cough. You can cough and stir them up and get them out. And we just ask the Lord to let the anointing of God come and break the yoke of every spirit in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of strong man of fear, the ruler spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. And I call it out. Fear, big fears and little fears in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Come on, let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every fear of snakes, fear of storms, fear of rain, fear of fires, fear of being broken into thieves, fear of wrecks. Come on out of there. Fear of death. Come out of there then. In Jesus' name. Spirits of death. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose and let them go. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Loosen and let them go. In Jesus' name. I break every spirit of bondage. I bind the strong man of bondage and I command it out right now. Bondage to food, bondage to alcohol, bondage to, I can't even think, let me get off here. Drugs, caffeine, in the name of Jesus, all bondage to caffeine, come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go. Come on out of there. Every bondage. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Bondage to drugs. Bondage to all those drugs that the doctors have prescribed. I break a soul tie with those drugs and call your soul back out from, I break soul tie with doctors and call your soul back from the doctor's office. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. All the bondage to drugs and alcohol and nicotine. In the name of Jesus, all addictions, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Addiction to food, come on out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them and let them go. Come on, let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out of there. All spirits of addiction, if you think of one that I haven't mentioned, call it off of yourself. Or tell me and I'll call it off. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, are you addicted to TV? I break soul tie with TV and call your soul back out of the TV. Come on out of there, all addiction to TV. Come out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Spirits of that deaf and dumb spirit, I break, bind its power in the name of Jesus, and I call the spirit of dumbness out and blindness, infirmity, epilepsy. I call out madness and insanity in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, spirits of blindness, come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I would suggest you do a study on that deaf and dumb spirit and see what all is connected with it in the form of sickness and diseases. A spirit of perversion. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse of perversion and I call it out. I bind the strong man of perversion. I call it out now. Fornication, a fornication spirit, adultery, effeminate spirit. Come out of there. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus, every place where spirits have gone out, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind everything that was left in Jesus' name. I bind backlash, retaliation. I ask for the angels of the Lord to come in and drive out every spirit in here right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the authority that's in the name of Jesus Christ. And we'll praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.